Welcome to Medical Dialogues, your daily dose of health and medical news. I'm Mrs. Zaman and here's what I bring to you all from the world of medicine. Rheumatoid arthritis risk may be increased by workplace fumes and dust. Breathing in common workplace dust and fumes from agents such as vapors, gases and solvents may heighten the risk of developing rheumatoid arthritis, suggests research published online in the Annals of the Rheumatic Diseases. For the researchers drew on data from the Swedish Epidemiological Investigation of Rheumatoid Arthritis. This comprises 4,033 people newly diagnosed between 1996 and 2017 and 6,485 others matched for age and sex but free of the disease. Each participant was assigned a genetic risk score or GRS according to whether they carried genes that could increase their chances of developing rheumatoid arthritis. Brains with more vitamin D function better, according to research. Researchers at Tufts University have completed the first study examining levels of vitamin D in brain tissue, specifically in adults who suffered from varying rates of cognitive decline. They found that members of this group with higher levels of vitamin D in their brains had better cognitive function. Vitamin D supports many functions in the body, including immune responses and maintaining healthy bones. Dietary sources include fatty fish and fortified beverages. Brief exposure to sunlight also provides a dose of vitamin D. The researchers examined samples of brain tissue from 209 participants in the Rush Memory and Aging Project and assessed the cognitive function of the participants, older people with no signs of cognitive impairment as they aged, and analyzed irregularities in their brain tissue after death. Statins may lower the risk of bleeding stroke, according to study. People who take cholesterol-lowering drugs called statins may have a lower risk of having a type of stroke called an intracerebral hemorrhage, according to a new study published in the online issue of Neurology. The lobe area of the brain includes most of the cerebrum, including the frontal, parietal, temporal, and occipital lobes. The non-lobe area primarily includes the basal ganglia, thalamus, cerebellum, and brainstem. Pregnant women working in extreme heat may strain their fetuses before themselves. The fetuses of women working in the fields in extreme heat can show signs of strain before their mothers are affected, new research has shown. Findings include that for every degree Celsius increase in heat stress exposure, there was a 17% increase in fetal strain as indicated by raised fetal heart rate and slower blood flow through the umbilical cord. For the study, participants in West Kiang, the Gambia, were encouraged to perform their usual daily tasks during field visits and were fitted with a wearable device to record maternal heart rate, skin temperature, and estimated energy expenditure. Portable ultrasound devices were used to record fetal heart rate, umbilical artery blood flow at the start of each visit, at a midpoint during a worker's shift, and then at the end of the shift. Maternal symptoms of heat illness were also collected. Nausea, vomiting, headache, dizziness, weakness, muscle ache, fatigue, and dry mouth were common among participants, with over half of the women reporting that they experienced at least one symptom during field visits. That's all for today. Stay tuned to Medical Dialogues for latest updates.
Never miss a medical update from Medical Dialogues. Like, subscribe, and press the bell icon.